Well, let's do Hebrew tonight. We're in chapter 8, the direct object, page 67, exercise 9, which says read and translate each Hebrew sentence, then translate the English sentences using the Hebrew sentence as a guide. Echo me, please, on sentence 1. Atem. Hayitem. Ba'ir. Ve'atem. Ra'item. Et. Hamilchama. Ve'atem. Asitem. Mishpat. Again. Atem. Hayitem. Ba'ir. Ve'atem. Ra'item. Et. Hamilchama ve'atem asitem mishpat. Now this time, I'll do the Hebrew, give me the English. Atem, you, masculine, plural. Hayitem, were. Ba'ir, in the city. Va'atem, and you, masculine, plural. Ra'item, saw. Et, no translation. Hamilchama, the war. We use war in this case because that's what the English sentences use below. The atem, and you, asitem, made or did, mishpat, justice. So with that in mind, Herb, letter A says you were in the city. How do you say you, masculine, plural?
Atem.
Atem, were.
Hayitem
in the city.
Ba'ir.
Right. Karen, letter B. You, masculine, plural.
Atem
saw.
Ra'item
the war.
Hamilchama
and you, masculine, plural.
Ve'atem
did.
Asitem
justice.
Mishpat.
Beautiful. Becky, letter C. You, masculine, plural.
Atem
were.
Hayitem
in the war.
Bamilchama
in the city.
Ba'ir.
See, that one was a little tricky. They put in something that wasn't in the sentence above, but she did great. Sharon, letter D. You, masculine, plural.
Atem
saw.
Ra'item
the gates. The gates. If Sha'ar is gate, what's gates? Yes, Hasha'arim is the gates and the city.
Ha'ir.
Very good. Letter E, Herb. You, masculine, plural.
Atem
did not make.
Low. Asitem
war.
Milchama
in the city.
Ba'ir.
Beautiful. Give yourselves a round of applause. Number 2. Echo me, please. Amar. Ha'am. Asher. Amad. Lifnei. Hasha'ar. There's the gate, isn't it? After the colon, David. Haya. Melech. Bamoav. Vahu. Malach. Al. Ha'am. Ad. Hayom. Again, number 2. Amar. Ha'am. Asher. Amad. Lifnei. Hasha'ar. David. Haya. Melech. Bamoav. Vahu. Malach. Al. Ha'am. Ad. Hayom. Excellent. Now in English, we'll start with the second word, Ha'am. The people, Amar, said, Asher, That which you were where. Amad.
Stood.
Stood. Lifnei.
Before.
Hasha'ar.
The gate.
The gate. So the better way to translate this would be the people who stood before the gate said. Okay? David.
David.
Haya.
Was.
Melech.
King.
Bamoav.
In
Moab. Vahu. And he. Malach. Ruled. All. Over. Ha'am.
The
people. Od. Until. Hayom.
Today.
Odd can be until or as far as, but when it's being used in reference to time, you would say until today. Good. Karen, letter A. The people stood before the gate. How do you say the people?
Ha'am.
Stood.
Amad.
Before.
Lifnei.
The gate.
Asha'ar.
Great. Becky. Letter B. David.
David
was
Haya,
king,
Melech,
and he,
Vahu,
ruled,
Malach,
in Moab,
Bamoav,
until,
Odd,
today,
Hayom,
excellent. Sharon, letter C, the people,
Hayom,
Ha'am, said,
Amar,
David, David, the king, Hamelech, stood,
Amad,
before,
Lifnei,
the gate,
Hasha'ar,
and he,
Vahu,
guarded,
Shamar,
Jerusalem,
Yerushalayim.
Again, they're throwing in words not above. That's okay. Letter D. Herb, David.
David.
Who?
Asher.
Asher ruled.
Malach.
Malach over.
All.
All the people.
Hayam.
Ha'am. That one gets a lot of people. It looks like a Y, but it's not. The ayin is silent. Until.
Until.
Odd.
Okay, yes, odd.
Today.
Hayom.
Went.
Halach.
To.
El.
Jerusalem.
Yerushalayim.
And he.
Vahu.
Took.
Halach? No.
Which word does Sharon hate?
yeah.
Lakach.
Lakach.
Slaves.
Great.
Avadim, right.
Avadim.
Correct. Letter E. Karen. David.
David.
Said.
Amar.
The nation.
Ha'am.
That.
Asher
stood.
Amad.
Before.
Lifnei.
The king.
Hamelech.
Settled. Sitzela reside.
Yeah.
Yeshav. In Jerusalem.
Birushalayim.
And it.
This people is masculine.
The who guarded.
Shamar.
The gates.
Hasha'arim,
there.
Sham.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Turn the page. Number 68. Of course, I wonder. Let's go back to the vocabulary.
Yeah.
On page 60. Maybe I should have started there. Page 60, the vocabulary. It's always a good idea to review vocabulary. Asher means that which, who, or where. Bane, notice the spelling with the yod, means between or among. Haya means he was. Ma or meh is what or how. Mayim, water. Milchama, or in plural, milchamot, is war or battle. Mishpat is judgment, law, or justice. It's plural, mishpatim. Left-hand side, odd until or as far as. Im, spelled with an ayin, is with. Asa, he did or he made. Kol, with the kof, is voice or sound. Ra'ah, he saw. Sha'ar, gate. Sha'arim, gates, plural. Sadeh, field. Sadot, fields, plural. Okay. Now let's go to page 68, where we're going to add in a little more vocabulary. A lot of these words we will learn in future chapters, but since we haven't learned them yet, they give them to us at the top here. In the upper right-hand corner, we have the word chaya, and it's plural chayot, which they say here is beast or wolf, but we know really chaya just means a living thing. The next is a phrase, bayamim haheim, means literally in those days, but is the Hebrew way also saying once upon a time? So either way you want to translate it, but literally bayamim, the ba is in the yamim days, haheim, those, in those days. Below that it says bayamim acherim, on other days, or in other days. The bottom of the list is Bayom Achar, which says on another day. It actually literally says in a later day. But Acher also means another, because if it's later, it's not the same one. In the upper left-hand side, Ra'av, we know Ra is bad or evil, right? Ra'av is famine. Kind of makes sense. Ra'av, a famine, is very bad. So Ra and Ra'av, I relate that way. Uv'chol yom is and every day. Literally it says and in every day. Close enough. Ki is because. Oz, like the Wizard of Oz, means then. And Ra is bad. Got them?
Sure.
I didn't hear any echoing going on, but I'm sure you guys were just drinking it all in. Okay. Now, Herb, if you will read the first sentence to the period, which actually is after the second word of the second line. Good and loud. And I'm going to echo you for the people in cassette tape land.
Bayamim.
Bayamim.
Haheim.
Haheim.
Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
Asher.
Asher.
Yashvu.
Yashvu.
Ba'ir.
Ba'ir.
Shalach. Shalchu.
Shalchu.
Et.
Et.
Hana'ar.
David.
David. El. Hasadeh.
Hasadeh. Beautiful. Now translate for me. Bayamim haheim.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time, or in those days, either way. Ha'anashim.
The men.
The men or the people. It could be translated either way. Asher.
That.
That. Yashvu.
Resided.
Ba'ir.
In the city.
In the city. Shalchu.
Sent.
Sent. Et. Direct object marker. Hana'ar.
The young man.
The young man. David.
David.
David. El.
To.
Hasadeh.
The field.
The field. Beautiful. Karen. Second line.
Basadeh.
Shamar.
David.
Et.
Habahemot.
Beautiful. What's Basadeh?
In the field.
In the field.
David guarded. The cattle or animals.
The cattle or the animals. Good. Number two, Becky.
Amru. Ha'anashim.
Ha'anashim.
El.
David.
Ha'anashim.
Bayamim.
Acharim.
Achlu.
Hachayot.
Et.
Habahemot.
Vahra'av.
Hayah.
Ba'aretz. So what's that mean?
The man
said
to David,
On other days,
the wolves
ate
the cattle,
and famine
was in the land.
Beautiful. Sharon, next sentence, please.
David
Shema
et
Ha'anashim
Ba'ir
Uv Chol
Yom
Lakach
et
Habahemot
El
Hasadeh. Beautiful. What's that mean in English?
David
heard
the men
in the city
and every day
he took
the cattle
to the field. Right. Herb, next sentence.
Who?
Shamar.
Et.
Habahemot.
Mean.
Ha chayot.
Ha chayot.
Right. Ha chayot. Like sounds like coyote.
Vehu.
Zachar.
Et.
Asher.
Amru.
Ha anashim.
Ba'ir.
And what does that translate to in English?
He guarded.
The cattle.
From the wolves. And he remembered. What the men said.
In the city. Karen, please.
David.
Ahmad.
Basadeh.
Who?
Yeshav.
Basadeh.
Who?
Lo.
Ra'ah.
Chayot.
Velo.
Shema.
Chayot.
Beautiful. What's that mean?
David stood in the field. He sat in the field. He did not see
wolves.
And he did not hear wolves.
Becky.
Who?
Shema.
Et.
Habahemot. What's that mean?
He heard the cattle.
Sharon.
David.
Amar.
Devarim.
El. Habahemot.
Ki.
Lo.
Hayu.
Anashim.
Sham.
Beautiful. What's that mean?
David said
things
to
the animals.
Because? No men were there?
Yeah. Because there were no men there. Or you just reverse the words a little. Means the same thing. Number four. Herb. Go to the end of that line.
Oh, yes. Habahemot.
Habahemot.
Amru.
Moo. Exactly. So what's that mean in English?
The cattle said.
Moo. Karen.
Basadeh.
Hayu. Behemoth.
Below.
Hayu.
Coyote.
What's that mean?
In the field.
Were animals.
And there were no wolves.
Number six, or the next one. Oz. I number my paragraphs. Oz.
David.
Asa.
Davar.
Ra. Uh-oh. What's that mean?
Then David did a bad thing.
Notice that in Hebrew, the adjective follows the noun that it modifies. Sharon, what did he do?
Who?
Avar.
Mean.
Hasadeh.
El.
Ha'ir. What's that mean?
He crossed over from the field. To the city.
Herb, what did he do then?
Who?
Halach.
El. Ha'anashim.
What's that mean?
He went to the men.
Karen, next.
Who?
Amar.
El.
Ha'anashim.
Chaya.
Oh no, what's that?
He said to the men. Woof.
This wouldn't be the boy who cried wolf, would it?
Oh no.
Becky, next.
Ha'anashim.
Mean.
Ha'ir.
Ha'chu.
Im.
David.
El.
Hasadeh.
Bahim.
Low.
Ra'u.
Chaya. Sham. I want you guys to notice, a few weeks ago, we were trying to pronounce syllables. And now you're reading complex sentences and doing it beautifully. What does this sentence mean?
The men.
From.
The city.
Went.
With.
David.
To.
The field.
And they.
Did not see.
A wolf.
There. Next, Sharon.
David.
Amar.
Oh. Ha-chaya.
Haita.
Ha-sadeh.
Vahi.
Halcha.
What does that mean?
David said.
Oh. Just pick one. There was.
The wolf.
Basadeh.
In the field. And it.
Halcha.
Went.
Right. So you could say David said, oh, the wolf was in the field, or there was the wolf in the field. Doesn't make any difference. Means the same thing. So next, Herb.
Ha'anashim.
Avru.
Mean. Hasadeh.
El.
Hayu.
How about Ha'ir? Ha'ir, yeah. What's that mean? What's Ha'anashim?
The men. Crossed over. From. The field. To the city.
Right. Karen.
Bayom.
Acher.
Lakach.
David.
Et.
Habahemot.
El.
Hasadeh. What's that mean?
On another day,
David took
the animals
to the field. Becky.
Low.
Hayu.
Chayot.
Basadeh. What's that mean?
There was not a wolf in the field.
There were not wolves in the field. Plural. So there were no wolves in the field. Last line of page 68, Sharon.
David.
Halach.
El.
Ha'anashim.
Ba'ir.
Vahu.
Amar.
Chaya.
Chaya.
Basadeh. What's that mean?
David
went
to
the men
in the city.
And he
said,
a wolf
in the field.
Yay! Not that there's a wolf in the field, because there's not. But good job. On to page 69, first line.
Amru.
Ha'anashim.
Ma.
Amarta. And that's enough. What is that?
That's the men said.
The men said.
What did you say?
Karen.
Ata.
Hayita.
Basadeh.
Ba'ata.
Ra'ita.
Chaya. What's that?
You.
Hayita.
You were in the field. And you saw.
A wolf. Becky.
David.
Amar.
Chaya.
Basadeh. What's that?
David said.
A wolf.
A wolf. In the field.
And you could say, a wolf is in the field. Because that's what's called a noun sentence. If there's no verb, you imply the word is. So, but he's so excited. What happens next, Sharon?
Ha'anashim.
Halchu.
Im.
David.
El.
Hasadeh.
Velo.
Ra'u.
Chaya.
Sham. What's that mean?
The men.
Went
with
David
to
the field
and did not see
a wolf
there.
Herb.
Ha'anashim. Lo. Amru. Zachar.
How about Devar?
Devar.
El.
David.
That's the period. What's that mean?
The men did not say a word.
Did not say a word.
To David.
Ooh, they must be upset. What happens next, Karen? I'm excited.
Haim.
Avru.
Mean.
Hasadeh.
El.
Ha'ir. What does that mean?
They crossed over. From the field. To the city.
What happens next, baby?
Hayom.
What's that? I didn't hear clearly.
I'm sorry. Bayom.
Acher.
Ahmad.
David.
Bahu.
Shamar.
Et.
Habahemot.
Basadeh.
What's that mean?
On another day. David stood. And he guarded. The cattle.
In the field. What happens next, Sharon?
Who? Lo.
Shema.
Devar.
What's that mean?
He did not hear a thing.
Next.
Oz.
Ra'ah.
David. Chayot.
Oh no, what's that mean? Oz.
Then
David saw.
Wolves.
Uh-oh, there really are wolves in the field now. So what happens next, Karen?
Ha-chayot.
Hayu.
Basadeh.
What's that mean?
There were wolves in the field.
Becky.
Bahena.
Achlu.
Mean.
Habahemot.
Sham.
Oh no, Sham, what's that?
And.
And.
They.
They
ate
from the cattle there. Oh no. Sharon, what happens next?
David.
Avar.
Mean.
Hasadeh.
El.
Hot ear. What's that?
David.
Crossed over.
From
the field.
To
the city. What happens next, Herb?
Vehu. Amar.
El.
Ha-Anashim. Chayot.
Basadeh. What's that mean?
And he said
to the men.
Wolves in the field.
Karen, what happens next?
Ha-Anashim.
Amdu.
Sham.
Below.
Halku.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The men stood there. And they did not go.
Mm-hmm. Becky.
David. Amar.
El.
Ha-Anashim.
Hayom.
Ra'iti.
Chayot. Basadeh. What's that?
David said to the men.
Today I saw wolves.
In the field.
Sharon.
Ha-chayot.
Achlu.
Mean.
Ha-behemot. What's that mean?
The wolves.
Ate.
From
the cattle. Herb.
Zachru.
Ha-Anashim.
Et.
Asher.
Amar.
David.
Be-yamim. Ahamru. Ha-a-he-rim.
How about Achirim?
Achirim.
Yep.
Thank you.
So what is this?
The men
remembered
what
David
said
on other days. Karen.
Haim.
Amru.
El.
David.
Zacharnu.
Ki.
Amarta.
Chaya.
You
want? Yeah, sure. That was a comma.
Oh.
Vaaz.
Avarnu.
El.
Hasadeh.
Vachayot.
Lo.
Hayu.
Sham.
So you had a whole paragraph to yourself. What does that mean?
They said to David.
We remembered.
You said.
Wolf.
And then.
We crossed over.
To the field. And wolves. Were not there.
Correct. Becky.
Ha-Anashim. Lo.
Hachu. Im.
David.
El.
Hasadeh.
Vaaz.
Ha-chayot.
Achlu.
Et.
Ha-behemot. What is that?
The men. Did not walk.
The men did not go or did not walk.
With David. To the field. And then. The wolves. Ate.
The cattle. Oh no, Sharon. Last sentence.
Haya.
Ra'av.
Ba'aretz.
What is that?
There was famine.
There was famine in the land. And so ends chapter 8. So I'm going to stop the tape and start it again to start chapter 9.